I'm aware in 2022 Donegal County Council did implement 12 extra spaces, but it's still not adequate enough, you know, and we have a fantastic park up there, and we have to get the best use out of it as possible. And now the response there that did come back today in relation to the park, the car park being overused for users that's not actually using the park, they're maybe going to different areas throughout the vicinity, like so the hospital or St. Connell's, you know. And listen, I'm aware of that, but I feel going forward that this needs to be managed better. We need to have a better management on the park, so as the people that's going to use the park have the facility there to go in, park their cars safely and go down and use it. And I mean, we recently seen the Kilmacrenan Road, the application approved for that. And I suppose, Don Marie, to be honest, it's an application that I thought was premature. I thought it was we were too early putting in these new footpaths and the cycleway on the Kilmacrenan Road from the hospital roundabout to the Optum roundabout. And I just feel with narrowing this road going up and taking the centre lane out of it, it's going to leave this road very difficult. And I believe as well that it may back up traffic. And we have a lot of construction going on there. The new 110-bed unit, we have the new Little Angels School, and we have the tech that hasn't started for construction yet, but it will be in the process maybe late this year or early next year. And, you know, I feel their car park as well here at the Bernard McGlinchey Park as well will end up suffering here. And, you know, I think going forward we have to keep an eye on these things going forward, and that's the reason why I do think that this project is a bit premature yet.
It seems to be a bone of contention. We're hearing of a few different places where cycle lanes are raising questions and thinking, will it worsen traffic rather than make it better because the road might have to be narrowed?
Yeah. Well, that's the plan, Donna Marie, and that's why I'm against this. I mean, we have a centre carriageway there at the minute where you can turn in if you want to go on to St. Connell's or turn into the hospital, whether you're going up or down. This centre carriageway now, the proposal is that it's going to be taken away, so it's only going to be two lanes there. So if you're looking to turn right now, you have to sit on the traffic. The traffic will be building back until someone lets you across, and I feel that it's just not the right time for that. Listen, we were up there, we had a meeting up there, our county councillors and our roads design and engineers, and we stood for an hour on that road at the time. And that hour, I only seen one person passing a bicycle. So that, for me, was a reason not to support this project. And the other reason was, we've seen it in the four lane, and it's brought up there today again, that a certain councillor has asked that we take away the centre column in the four lane. I mean, the four lane was passed before I came on to council, but the councillors were made aware at the time that the emergency services would be facilitated in the four lane. We see now that's not the case. I fear the same thing's going to happen on the Kilmacrenan Road, that emergency services won't be facilitated properly. And yes, they're talking about implementing a drop curb so that the traffic can move off it should the emergency service need to get through. But I think, to be honest, Donna Marie, that's all well and good in hindsight, but I think in reality that's not going to work. And that's the reason why I'm not in support of it at the minute. I'm aware that it has been passed at full council by 14 votes to 10. And listen, so be it, but my stance won't change on that going forward.